In.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The people pretend they're smart, but they're actually really stupid.
It's time to rock this motherfucker, cause I'm always out of style. Never change my style, cause my style is kinda fresh. You bitches asking for a sound check. Check 1, 2, bitch. You barely touched the ground, yeah. Choked up on your bounce game. Coming down the mountain. Copycat, you lucky that I let you hang around me. Check 3, 4, bitch. Get out there on the bounty. In the war zone, got these campers all around me. We should be on the same.
That's actually a perfect song for tonight after, like, what we were just talking about before we went on the air.
Yeah. I'm the motherfucking same team.
I love seeing them come back. I don't like seeing Creed come back.
Oh, come on.
I don't know why. Like, Limp Bizkit has been very refreshing
that,
the second time around.
Is that new Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Wait, that's new?
That's new.
Yeah, it's good.
I own that. I love that song. And that song, that's more of a dedication than it is a request.
Sounds like Disturbed.
Oh, and if I may ask.
When I was in middle school.
Who are you sending out this long-distance dedication to?
I am sending this long-distance dedication out to Danny Mac. Because, well, he loves Limp Bizkit. And just like Danny Mac, Limp Bizkit will never go out of style.
He writes in, "Dear Rob."
I actually thought of it today. It's really a shout out. So he recovers from his fucked up ankle.
I recently broke my ankle.
It's like sending hopes and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Casey Kasem outtake?
No, what's that?
Oh, I have.
Where he's reading some.
Please tell me he swears.
Who's Casey Kasem?
Some dedication, and then it takes a turn to someone's dog that died. He gets so pissed. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's fucking great. I'll find
Freaks
it.
Freaks out.
And he didn't want people to send him that one?
No, he was like, you gotta prep me for this. When I'm ending with someone's dog dying.
And then my dog was hit by a semi-truck. What the fuck?
It's the best outtake you'll ever hear.
Yeah, see if you can find that.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. Oh, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Sounds like Chief talking to...
Oh, yeah, non-stop Rob. Music. Rick Dees, let me get that phone. All right, you got a special request?
Okay, that's,
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record.
What does it take to get a transition around here?
Can we? I would request Casey Kasem saying that.
Yeah. That
like,
was awesome.
I don't care about any fucking Boys to Men song. Like, I just want to hear Casey Kasem swear, like, for the rest of my life.
I've heard that before. That's fucking good.
How have I not heard that? I mean, I worked in radio.
You worked in radio.
Bro.
You should have heard that. He should be one of your fucking idols.
It's just so familiar to you. It's another day.
I mean, that was me off the air a lot. Except it was like, these goddamn fucking salespeople, they're making me sell shit that I don't fucking use. Oh, go on there and say that you like this bed. I don't even own the fucking bed.
See, I can do that on air.
I don't even eat
air.
At Steak and Shake. Fuck you.
You should have seen the HVAC guy tearing down the sheetrock in front of the Mexicans, putting it up right in front of them. they just do it all on air.
Oh, shit.
He asked him in English. No habla. I asked him in Spanish. No. And he's like, all right, do you understand this? Boom, boom. Just starts ripping it down.
Nice. Nice.
That's why I couldn't do radio.
You could do it. I think we all could do it. I think if radio was viable, I think we have a morning show. I'm not going to lie.
I absolutely fucking believe we could.
Yeah. I mean, what is this other than internet radio?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's pod show, first of all. On the west side of the room, it is Jimmy Sniper. I'm going to hurry up through this tonight. I want to get the fuck out of here.
The secret to having clean deuces is a tablespoon of chia seeds a day.
Flip on the telly, wrestle with Jimmy.
What's your angrometer at?
6.9.
Oh, that's a good smooth.
I like that. It's good for everyone.
It's good smooth. I like it.
And also sitting next to him on the west side of the room, it's Uncle Duché, Touché, Touchy, also known as JP.
I'm just going to give a little boof on this bukkake. My.
That one I remember.
Oh, yeah.
This, I do too, that has a companion drop, too. It's got another one he's still talking about Bukkake.
Over there on the ones and twos in the golden EIV hotbox, it is Bobston Ross.
I jerk off while vaping in my Tacoma.
Hey.
That's a classic.
Thank you
for bringing it back.
I was looking at that one or this one. I've actually farted so loud before that I've woken myself up. That actually happened. Oh, my God.
That was last weekend.
No, that happened to me on my vacation.
Which one?
The one that just went on. I think the fucking bed died. Shit.
No, that's okay. We don't need it.
I don't know. I woke up in the morning for something. I was like, oh, I fell back asleep, and I'd been fatting my brains out the entire night. And I like
you clipped that part.
Fatting my brains out all night.
Okay, so he is shit for brains.
Accurate.
And I fell back asleep at like, I don't know, it was like 5 in the morning, and. Like, you're asleep, speaking of sleep, fucking Jesus sleep and snoring, you know when you're asleep and you know what's kind of going on, but you're not really awake. That was me, and I started farting, and I started farting, and it just kept going, and it woke me. It woke me up. It woke me up. It woke my wife up, and it ended with a trumpet. It was the... It was the, like, and the best part of it was I didn't say a fucking word. And all I hear from my wife, who's sleeping in the bed next to me, is, Jesus! And later on that morning, she goes, I don't know whether to fucking swear, to yell at you, to laugh, or to cry. That was the most ridiculous fart I've ever heard in my entire life. It was up there, man. It was.
I can just see, like... Bobston Ross farts while he's around the family. He's everyone's like, the seventh seal has been broken. it's just dad.
Take out. Oh no, no, it's now a game between me and my daughter. Actually,
like the War of the Worlds.
She
sound.
She will randomly like, I'll be like sitting like laying with the new pups or like laying on the couch watching some stupid YouTube show to shut my brain off, and she'll just come flying into the room, sit on my lap, and just fucking rip. One.
I feel like Jimmy has impeccable father farts.
Impeccable what?
Father farts. Do you rip ass when you're sitting on the couch around your family?
No.
Oh, no.
No, but I'll crop dust him once in a while.
And they'll know.
Yeah. He's SBD. Like he's sniper. Jimmy.
Yeah, they don't know till they know.
And they know. It's
it's too late.
We're 2 minutes in, and we have a Chief radio story and a Rob and his wife story. That's Jay Prizzle.
And you haven't announced yourself yet.
And my name is Chief. Could you come cunnilingus me? wait. Now, that actually kind of makes sense, because aren't clits like just dicks that never grew?
I don't know.
Just short dicks. Just
anatomically speaking.
Right, so...
Dicks are just long pussies.
Yeah, it's like one or the other, so I feel like this all makes sense.
Oh, I'm using that.
I don't know if I... I don't like the P word quite as much. It's a little harsh.
Wait, what? What
word? Pussy.
You don't like that word?
Yeah.
I don't not like
what,
it.
What, are you gay?
I don't know yet.
Not nice rainbow it. Beer.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Rob set me up. That's Rob why set
I,
me up.
That's why I drank it out of the Yeti.
Oh, shit.
Why is it? There's some truth to that. Like, I feel more comfortable saying cunt than pussy.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
Although,
yeah.
Like, if you...
If I'm
it.
Calling you a pussy, not so much.
Right.
Not so much, yes. Yes, yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Right. Agreed. Mm.
Well, I don't know. I'll call you either, but I... Yeah, I'm with you guys. I feel even uncomfortable saying the P word.
Saying what?
referring to the woman's genitalia as that word. I get it.
I don't know why I keep putting my ear to the microphone like I'm going to hear better.
It's that indica I gave you tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think you're onto something there, though.
Speaking of pussy.
Who's in the Zoom room?
Burn. Perry now has a beaver on him.
Oh, you got the beaver?
Oh, yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Lift that shirt up, boy. No, lift that shirt up.
He's got to pull his pants down.
Oh,
he's you have to do the play-by-play of him pulling his pants down.
Okay, he is now unbuckling his pants.
How would this look?
There is his clit.
How would this look while you were...
Oh, my God. What's going on right now?
I was working up in Park City, so I got my...
He's got his long underwear on. Okay, one layer of underwear. He does. He's got a beaver on a snowboard on his leg now.
Yeah.
You did it, dude.
Yeah.
That's your first one?
Yeah.
You want to hold hands or just bump while you have your pants off?
I just touched the lower, real under part of my thigh, so we can hold if you want.
No, you took your pants down. Will you wash your hands?
Lunar says, okay, now show us your other beaver. He's got a beaver tail.
Cunt is such a beautiful word. That's from Dark Bite Co. And my wife hates the word pussy, so I say gash.
Yeah. I was going to say gash earlier.
I almost feel like that's more derogatory, though.
It is, but it's a lot more obvious.
True.
You know?
I think it's more accurate.
What about axe wound? You like that one?
Oh, God.
This is some...
I just feel like... I feel like
that same thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, show me that hatchet wound.
I think the thing with the pussy is, like, it's people try and use it as, like official, like, vagina.
No.
But they're like, well, the pussy. And you're like...
No.
No, I've never heard a doctor say that.
No?
No.
Oh. Maybe my doctor was just calling me a pussy.
Maybe your doctor's Dr. McCockiner.
There's a good chance.
Or not a doctor.
I saw
Dr. McCockiner tonight.
Did you?
Up at Woodward, yeah.
Oh, nice.
How's he?
He doesn't have his hair anymore, and he's wearing one of those baklavas because he was out snowboarding. So now he cut his hair off, and he doesn't ride as much because he's snowboarding.
Isn't it a balaklava?
Sure, you can call it that.
Baklava is like a Greek.
Is that what it is?
It's a Russian bar.
Oh, baklava is a delicious
treat.
Where's that from? Greece.
I think it's Russian.
What are you speaking, Greece?
Baklava is Greek.
Yeah, like you'd know.
Yeah, of course I'd know.
Did you see the group he started?
Ooh, he started a group?
What kind of group?
I didn't get an invite.
He started in the Over the Hills Gang.
I did see that.
I saw those stickers, and what up, Matt? I'm getting one of those this weekend.
Do you think In the Hills has sent him a cease and desist?
They love it. They love it. He said that they think it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so the Over the Hills Gang. That's not you, but it's the rest of us.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm in the Over the Hills Gang.
You know, we've said it. You're an old soul.
You should have seen me looking into
yes.
There's a senior moment.
That ripcord Discord.
Oh,
ripcord.
The Discord thing. I made an account and everything for myself to see how it worked.
And this is the one that Dino set up.
Well, yeah, I haven't gotten in because I was going to talk to him or you guys about getting the login for it or getting some login, but I figured I needed to make my own account, and then I think he would make you something.
That makes sense.
So I started with making an account, and I was like watching YouTube videos like an old man. So what you do with... And then I like take the... I'll sit there while I'm driving my car, and I'll just up the speed to like 1.75 so that they actually speak through their fucking 30-minute stupid video that you only need 3 minutes of.
Yeah, Jimmy loves that.
You slow it back down to times one. It's like, Berserk, and then you move your mouse over here. It's everybody speaks so slow.
I've been watching videos on just the amazing things iPhone 15 can do, and it has all these different formats that you can record video in, like these pro formats and different ways that you can use these things called LUTs, which are basically how you add color to video in a way that you want, so you can have either, like, you know, sometimes you watch a movie, it's got like a green tint like the Matrix has or whatever, and that's kind of how that works. Why do people need a 2-minute fucking intro for a 5-minute video? I don't know, but it drives me insane.
It's stupid. It's the same. It's just like, it's the same thing as like the light going green and you're watching like 5 cars in front of you and you're like,
let's do this.
Okay. If we all let go of the brake right now, let's go.
I had that
Everybody's
moment.
Just
I had
slow.
That, a moment like that today with one person in front of me and I lost
Only
my
one?
Fucking mind.
Dude, like I said, I'm going to give myself a fucking aneurysm.
Hey, you too. Let's Sorry. Calm down a little.
Sorry. The snow
been road region lately.
I came in at a 6.9, so they're picking up the slack.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's all a balance. It's all a balance, yin and yang, and all that stuff, and pussies and axe wounds or whatever.
we never introduced yourself. Oh, you did. Sorry.
I did.
I'm stoned.
Zooted Rob is back.
I'm not. Nice. I don't know, man. Well, I'm wearing the Puma form, the Puna Juniper. What the fuck? I can't even say it. I just felt like getting a little loose tonight. It's been an interesting.
He's wearing
days.
A Poontang form. Is what
his
yeah,
okay.
Poontang. Like you can say Poontang.
Or his Poontjamas.
Yeah, Pootie Tang. Remember that movie?
Oh, dude,
we talked about Pootie Tang.
Dude, yeah.
Jimmy, you see Pootie Tang?
Of course not.
I need to rewatch it. Don't watch it with your children.
Oh, no.
But do listen to this podcast with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, 100%. I think that's what they've made tactical belts after now. Because like my carry belt, it just like slips in. You can like just kind of push it through because it's the same shape all the time. And that's kind of like what his was. He like and lock it right back up.
So yeah, Jimmy, you like
it. It's just old military.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure.
It's really, really funny.
Oh, excuse me.
Dang, I need to watch that again.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Let's do a watch party on Discord.
Ooh. Sure.
The more videos I was watching on how Discord works and stuff, I was like, I'm too old for this shit. Like, she's all talking about, well, in your children, there's going to be NSFW videos. Make sure they're not allowed to do that because you need to have their age set up. And blah, blah, blah. I felt like a parent watching how to do it. Well, isn't it just like it's just another Facebook.
Basically.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but you have private access to it.
What's that?
Well, you could admit specific people to it. So it'd be more a group.
Well, yeah, so it creates a server is what they call it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We can send things, illegal things.
That are NS.
I'm just kidding. You probably don't want to send illegal things on that.
No.
No one does anything illegal on the internet ever.
I don't think you want to send illegal things on the internet, period, anymore, right?
That's more of the dark web.
I use pigeons.
Depends on how you do it. Yes, homing pigeons.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Do you think they have drones with shotguns on the front of them now for pigeons? I've seen a lot less on the overpasses.
No, I got pigeons with shotguns on them for drones.
And that'd be sick.
That's awesome.
Let's do it.
That'd be cool. Or pigeons, we just strap like little bombs to them. And then they go at the drones. Comma pidgeys.
For any drone, though.
Just go right for the props. Yeah. Like the eagle that took one down.
Oh, dude, we were driving back out of Park City today.
America.
Look out in the field, and there's a hawk. And there's like one bird like flopping around, and he's over there ripping another bird apart. He's I was like, whoa.
He's like double fisting birds. He's holding one down.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. He's like, stay over there, bitch. Well, he's picking his friend's eyes out. He's like, Bob, help!
Bob.
Bob's probably, Bob would be a good bird name. Bob the bird.
Eddie Plyer says, I'm not watching illegal Boston cock wrangling videos right now.
I mean, where would you even find those?
Boston cock wrangling.
Real question.
And we did miss that Lunar said to show us your brown eye, JP. Oh.
The commentary in our Zoom room makes me not want a Discord.
See, that's, well, I mean, you can still get commentary like this, right?
Oh, you'll get
way worse.
Way worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you're saying.
Way worse.
You're afraid of the amount of commentary, not Not that we're going to lose this.
Yeah, no, this is going to be
We're going to lose the restriction of commentary and it being temporary.
Oh, no, this is going to be, I don't even know. We did it for a minute, and it wasn't bad, but I think the reiteration of it may be worse.
Could be. I still have my original login from that first time.
Mine probably got stolen.
I'll have to recover the password.
What that? Eddie Pliers.
If you need help, I can teach you about Ripcord.
On Dick's cord.
Come Ben Terry on Dick's cord.
Oh, man.
Terry's come?
You know what I would love?
What would you love?
Rob, you've had some stories in the hopper there for a few days. Weeks, actually months. Probably about a year. You've had some stories you've been wanting to tell.
Oh, just on there? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think people out there really want to hear a new Boston Rob story.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I think there's one about your grandpa on there or something that's been on there for literally a year and you haven't told it.
Well, I just keep the shit on there for notes. Yeah, that's not my grandpa. That's a buddy of mine's grandpa.
But you didn't tell this story yet?
I've never told the story, no.
Okay.
Can
we get a Bobston Ross story? Is this the best of the Bobston Ross stories?
Look at these and remember the details for a minute.
Needs to warm up.
I need to warm up. Why don't we do the Losco read and maybe the oral connections, and then we can come back to me.
Okay, that sounds good. So if you haven't heard us talk about the Losco yet, probably not listening to the show, or we may not have talked about it because we forgot. It's thelosco.com. Need something for your bike? That's the place to go. We have a friend named Mike Randall. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he owns the world's local bike shop up in Bellingham, Washington, and they have everything that you need with great customer service to keep your bike running, to make your bike better, and just make biking more fun. And the reason you want to use good old Mike from the Losco is because if he doesn't make money, he'll have to... I don't even like saying it. I'll have to go back to Chicago.
That sounds terrible.
I met up with Kiowa tonight, and he has to go back to Iowa tomorrow morning. I was just like, oh, I could never do it. I could never, ever, ever do it.
I can say I never have.
I'm bummed that he didn't make it tonight. I was hoping to have him on and hang out with us.
Yeah, he was pretty tired. Cat skied yesterday. Yeah. Woodward foam pit today. So
looks like he's having a good little vacation. Yeah. I'm psyched for him.
Great vacation. And so he went back, and Mike doesn't want to do that. I think I'd rather be in Bellingham, and so would he. So please help him and help us and buy stuff from him. It's like I said, you're not going to beat the customer service. Yeah, you go on. Oh, fucking Jensen. Does anyone even work there?
Losers.
Seriously?
I don't know.
It's all bought now.
Right.
Yeah. They do work there. It's just a bunch of college twats.
That's another good word.
Twat.
Twat or twat.
Mike's not a twat.
It's actually not how that works. Actually, it fucking is. Push the fucking button. Hate those places.
It's losco.com. And so now we're going to do oral connections, you told me.
Yeah, we have three calls tonight.
Wow, three.
Oh.
I saw that you put up the Duke for Jeeb this week, yeah, so Jimmy's going to be happy. You might knock him down to a 6.7.
Yeah, I saw it.
When I posted that today, I had to remember to put Duke instead of Fook.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I wonder why we don't get calls. He's just posted it wrong every week.
385-367-5332 is the actual number, or as Jimmy Sniper would like to say.
Duke for Jeeb.
You know, I've been thinking about it the last 5 minutes because you won't let me into your motherfucking Zoom call. The fact that I'm an hour and a half late is irrelevant. You know, I used to say I wanted to see Chief's chocolate starfish more than anybody else's. But, you know, the more time I've had to ponder it here by myself in the quiet sanctity of my own room, I'm leaning more towards Jimmy now. He's got those thunder thighs. I bet there's some goodness between those. I just want you to know, Jimmy, I look up to you because of that. I love you. Bye.
Wow.
That was a scary vibe.
That sounds really rapey.
He also said chocolate.
Yeah.
There's a follow-up. There's a follow-up.
There's a part two to this.
Oh,
chocolate starfish.
You know, I thought a little more about the previous statement. And as fine as a piece of thigh and ass that Jimmy is, you know, I think I, like, respect him too damn much. I think I'm back to if it got really desperate, I'm going back to cheese. I mean, he's got that little gym ass going on. And if push came to shove, I think he's still the one. Sorry, Jimmy, I don't mean to let you down, man, but if it came to falsely thinking I could save the world's population, I'm going as the chief of staff again. But I'd want you to oversee all of it. Love you guys.
Jimmy, do you feel saddened by the fact that he chose you for a second and then came back to me?
He's playing games with me. First he rejected you, wanted me. Then he put me behind the in the cuck chair.
Yeah. He put you in the cuck chair behind the cuculent.
I want you to think of it as more of being a director.
Oh, okay.
I want both of you to think of that before you walk to your cars. Just keep an eye behind you. That sounded really...
Like, you'd be there. You'd be in one of those canvas director's chairs that are kind of tall, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like, says Jimmy on the back, because it's going to be a large cuculent, so you can be, like, in the chair, like, kind of peek through.
Yeah, you'd be,
you
like...
You got a cup holder on the side.
You're splitting the difference on the two.
You could do a long straw.
And we do have one more. And this is the weekly long one.
The weekly long.
Hey, fellas, I hope you're really excited to learn something today, because I've had a terrible day dealing with Europeans that don't know a damn thing about medical device manufacturing or regulations, because, let's be honest, the Europeans. So I'm in a bad mood. I'm just going to start that off. So I'm going to call in and I'm going to talk about torturing bunny rabbits. Yeah. Torturing little bunny rabbits. Wow. Because, as you might not know, titanium is used in implants. Some of you, especially some of your listeners, probably have titanium in their body somewhere. You use it whenever you break a bone and they want to put it back together. Titanium rods go into people's legs. Some rods go other places. Am I right, Rob? It's a really good material. But generally, whenever you put something in your body rejects it, unless, you know, you're gay. But generally, your body rejects it. So why does titanium not? Well, it all started with a guy who was trying to figure out how blood was formed in your bones, because blood is formed in your long bone. And he was using a transition electron microscope, and what he had to do was put very, very thin pieces of titanium inside of a rabbit's bone. And the rabbit had to be alive during this. So they would skin the rabbit to the bone, and they would crack open the bone, the top part of their like femur, let's say, and they would insert this little piece of titanium so they could watch as the blood cells actually grew. And of course, they had to cut the rabbit's vocal cords, because let's be honest, nobody can get anything done when a rabbit is screaming like that. Well, titanium is expensive, so when the rabbit eventually died, he tried to take the titanium off. And he found that he couldn't. Why the hell not? Turns out titanium is just about the only substance known to man that your bones will actually grow onto. Everything else, it skirts away from. But titanium, oh, it lags titanium, let me tell you. So remember that next time that you go in for any sort of surgery where they have to actually put a rod or a plate or screws inside of you. If it's titanium, you are taking part in the massacre of poor innocent bunny rabbits. Have a good one.
I like that.
Dino.
I've participated in 4 massacres of bunny rabbits then.
Yeah, you and I have added it up pretty good at this point.
I've participated in one in that way and a lot in another way.
And James Marksman says, blood fills my long bone.
And then, okay. And Eddie Plyas says, Rob's wife also said he needs to warm up, a.k.a. handle the story with Rob's wife.
I love when Dino calls in and he drops some facts on us.
Dude, it's great. I love
it. Always knowledge.
Just, yeah. He's feel, way too smart to be listening to
it. It's the only thing that actually, you know, makes me feel a little more accomplished leaving here. Like, I think I learned something.
Yeah, it's like you went to a class.
But then I asked myself what I learned and I can't remember.
Well, we don't even know. Every night when we finish, we're like, what are the 3 things we should put in the title? And we're like, I don't know what we talked about.
Yeah, what did we talk about when we first started?
I actually can't even remember at this point. Yeah. So, I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to remember this one. Oh, my, me farting. We talked about me fat.
Fat.
Yeah. You just started farting.
Started farting.
Now, is that enough time for you to come up with a story?
Well, I do. Like, I just looked at the things, and I was like, I was going back and forth because the one of my friend's grandfather whacking off is, I mean, it's kind of short, really. It's just
like grandpa.
It's just he didn't realize that there was always in his grandfather's recliner, there was always a box of tissues there. Yeah, I don't know. Why is my granddad like, why is there always a box of tissues there?
Grandpas always blow their nose.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? He's like, whatever. So he lived with them for a while, and he came home from, I was going to an auto tech school in New Hampshire at the time, came home from the auto tech, and he opened the front door, and his grandfather was sitting on the fucking, sitting on his lazy boy, watching TV, watching porn, jerking off. And apparently the grandfather, like, nutted right when he walked in the door once. And it became a whole...
Wait,
it became
once?
Yeah, once.
One of the times he walked in, he nutted right away.
Yeah.
The other times he didn't quite complete.
Because I guess it was one of those things where he just knew it was going to happen occasionally.
Occasionally? So he'd walk in on his grandpa all the time?
Yeah, but it was like late at night and, you know, he's coming home and like he just walked by.
It's late at night.
But you know, it's just, and he's like, I'm not going to give my grandpa shit too much shit about it because it's his house and I'm living there for free.
I mean, it's just like, you know, not giving shit to people, giving circumcisions to little kids.
That guy was not living there for free.
I mean,
that was a big price to pay. I'd rather pay money.
Yeah, I'd rather go pay money and live somewhere else, or just go move into the garage.
He did. He moved out pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the thing that, yeah, I'm okay, bye.
He saw it like three times. He said he saw it like three times, and the third time when he nutted when he walked in, he was like,
what
yeah,
is it like
go.
When you grab him? Uh-huh! Like, spook him, and he nuts at the same
And that time, there was apparently there was an there was an exchange between the two of them. Yeah,
I hope it wasn't semen.
He was yelling at his grandpa to not do that, like, and to like go into the bedroom or something.
Grandpa,
like that.
No!
Oh, and grandpa, like, cock in hand, jizz all over the place, was like yelling back at him, standing up.
Get out of here!
He's like, I'm old. Let me just enjoy my porn.
That's. I mean, maybe I guess it was it old enough. He just had to use the TV. Didn't have computers.
No, man,
and stuff.
It was VHS Bush porn.
Oh, man, that was like in the 90s, bro.
They even have
straight up Bush porn. I guess.
Probably, yeah.
That was in 1997.
97.
Yeah, a long fucking time ago.
So that would have been the era of.
It's like early.
Jenna Jameson.
Yes.
Who was the other one? That was Chasey Lane. She had her own song. I think the Bloodhound Gang wrote that one.
Oh, you and me. Is that
the Ballad of Chasey Lane?
No, I haven't heard that one.
It's pretty good. I think you'd enjoy it.
I probably would.
97. I was 7 years old.
God, you were born in 1990?
Mm-hmm.
Could have been you going walking in there. Could you imagine, like, you hear, oh, Grandpa, you having a heart attack? Let me come in and help you. Let me help.
I'd be just the rest of my life.
No, man. Grandpa's supposed to teach you how to, like,
I slap fought my grandpa. I didn't see.
You
what? Didn't slap him off?
You know, you'd sit there and you'd hold your own ears and he'd hold his and you would sit and you couldn't slap until, it was almost like a draw, you know? You don't slap until the other person goes and you try and slap each other's face.
I've never heard
see
of this.
See who could hit first?
No? Yeah.
Like if one of you twitches, the other one tries.
The other one, yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it was just an excuse for him to slap me, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Because like,
the rules don't make, there weren't points or anything.
When he was younger, like old dudes like that, they could slap their kids around. They probably miss it.
Yeah. And yeah, I like, think that's
what
it was.
I got a way to do it.
Well, and I just like willingly, I was like, okay.
Perry, he didn't slap you. You ran into his hand.
Yeah, that's true. He just had his hand out. No.
Was he fast like a tiger?
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He was in World War II. His ship got gunned down, and he was one of like 35 dudes that survived or something.
Did he survive by slapping Japanese people until he got out?
I would imagine. He was probably, I don't know, but he was probably a POW or something and had to slap fight his way out. They have major slap fighting competitions back in the day.
I would love for there to be a movie called Slap Fighter.
I think I could call Melly Gibson's and He'd probably help me produce it, direct it, or whatever he does.
As long as he could be like Jesus, I think he'd be into it.
Dude, I watched a Mel Gibson
Marathon.
Movie the other day that was amazing. No, Payback?
Oh, yeah, that's an old one.
Do you know that one?
The one where he's... Like, screams, give me back my son, or was that Ransom?
That's Ransom, I think.
Is it Ransom?
It's the same.
No, in this one, he takes a dude's son in this one, like, at the end. But it's you should watch it. It's actually really good.
So it's different.
He gets shot in the back twice when he goes to do a job. Him and his buddy, and he's like, yeah, oh, there's only 130,000. He's like, yeah, whatever, I'll take my 70. And they do their thing, and his girlfriend at the time, pow, pow, and he's like, oh. And they think he's dead, and then they go and they get away, and
he comes back to get
his 70 grand. And they're like, here, I'll give you your 130 grand. He's like, no, I just want my 70. That's all he owes me. And he's going around just fucking everybody up. But when he goes, they crash into the car and go, and he just starts whipping the shit out of the dude. Well, he goes and snips the briefcase off the dude's hand in the back seat, and his partner's just punching the shit out of him in the front door. This Chinese dude, you know, it's these Chinese gangsters, and he hops back in the car, and he's like, come on, let's go. He steps back, and he's like, boom, 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 kicks him through the window, like, just beating the shit out of him. He's like, come on! Hops in the car, and he, like, whips his hair back. He's like, woo! He says, you beat the shit out of one Chong, you want to do it in an hour again? And I was like, you can't say that kind of stuff in movies, but it was good. There's stuff like that in old movies that just wouldn't fly anymore.
No.
Yeah, I like talks about them like Asian food. And
did you find this character somewhat heroic and maybe like a possible, I would say like an inspiration for what you want to do to scooter people?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I like the Mel Gibson version when he comes back because he fucks a bunch of stuff up. Like kind of like scooter people. I was going through some old pictures and there was a scooter person like middle of the lane and I was just right behind him in the van and it took everything I had. I took a picture to remember my strength that day. I had a glimmer of hope.
I think you posted that. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, don't press the skinny pedal.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. And they just pull on out. You had room to go to the side. There was no cars on the right.
That reminds me.
Wasn't that from Bad Boys?
Yes.
Woosah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's also on Anger Management.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if I ever saw that movie.
Oh, you got it. You got to watch that one. That's good with Adam Sandler.
Is Jack Nicholson in that?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I think if you're a male or a woman who identifies as a man, and you don't like Lethal Weapon, you are a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
It's just a very iconic, like, yeah. Wanted to be them.
One of the best scenes in any movie ever is when that...
I'm not even that old.
I think it was the second one. The guy holds up his passport and goes, diplomatic immunity, and then he gets shot in the head. Fucking best.
Like, Martin Riggs didn't give a shit.
Oh, he's awesome.
Just shows like Danny Glover comes there, gun! His old ass tries to like attack Martin Riggs. Riggs flips him over and pulls a Beretta and sticks it in his face in the middle of like the precinct right there.
I'm too old for this shit. Yeah, he was such a good
archetype. It's amazing.
He did a great job at that role. He's like the badass version of Urkel's uncle. Right? Is that who I'm thinking of?
The
security guy or the cop? Yeah.
It was in Die Hard.
That dude was in Die Hard too.
Yeah.
He was the
cop. That's right. Yeah.
Yep. He's buying the Twinkies for his pregnant wife. Okay, sure. Look at him. Yeah. The guy's like giving him shit. He's like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. I didn't watch Die Hard at Christmas this year. I don't think I did either. I almost always do. But well, we didn't watch it this year.
Let's have a Die Hard watch party, too. All right.
Okay, so what are we watching now on Discord? Die Hard and... What was the other one?
Pootie Tang.
Oh, that's going to be a great night.
Actually, yeah, that would be really good.
Good night for everyone.
Yeah. Now, do we watch the first
Start
Lethal Weapon?
Die Hard.
Is that where we're going?
Lethal
Weapon very
well,
first
okay,
one
Lethal
sure.
Weapon 2.
Okay.
Oh, and Bad Boys.
Okay, we'll throw that in there. This is going to be an epic night.
That's a
day.
Oh, Bad Boys is really good.
I remember the first time I saw that movie, I was like, holy shit.
Isn't that the one where they're trying to like... beat the bees off the dude and it looks like they're beating the shit out of him And they're cops beating them up.
I don't remember that part.
Maybe I'm tripping.
The only thing I remember when about bees is Tommy Boy when he jumps out of the car. Bees! Don't worry. My dad taught me this. Brian Dennehy was the coolest person ever to live. If he was a real person, he would be the best person of all time. You just think about how good that dude is. Taught Tommy Boy about bees, then let him just be a total jack-off all through college, but he owns Callahan Auto, and he's a massive employer in this small town in Sandusky.
I'd want to be his friend.
Great. Yeah, giant house.
He's probably got some badass muscle cars.
Hot wife.
Hot wife? Oh, yeah. Wow. She was amazing. She was getting kind of old by the time that came out. Who was that? Jamie Lee Curtis or something? Who was it? I can't remember.
No.
I don't know.
Beverly D'Angelo. No. Who was it?
You're talking the wife that screwed him over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't... I know everyone in Zoom Room, likes Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I would have gone for Rob Lowe. I was going to say not the wife. He was way hotter than her.
Old movie reviews.
Yeah, it's like Jimmy, the fucking pod show. I mean, the show cast.
Jimmy has some blizz out already.
Oh, wow.
I see it's been sitting there for a little bit. So
I think he's been trying to darken him up a little.
Yeah, I'm going
to
move.
I whipped it out early.
Hide his eyes.
I'm going to move this.
Oh, it's Bo Derek.
He saw me drop my drawers, so he pulled out his safety glasses.
We do have a question of the week as well.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to that.
We don't want to have an exchange over here.
If you haven't been to enjoywinter.com yet, you should. I mean, it's winter here. I've been not enjoying it. Maybe if I go there, I'll start enjoying it. Because we had like 70 feet of snow this past
week
up in the mountains.
Holy shit, yeah, we did.
And it was crazy here.
I was stuck up in there.
People are loving it, except for me.
First time I ever seen a black rose avalanche condition.
Oh, yeah, there was a black rose.
Yeah.
You know what a black rose is?
And I was black ripping those trees.
Yeah, black rose is when, it's like every
everything.
Pitch.
Everything.
Every direction.
Every direction, every pitch below 30 degrees is do not
just
go
says,
there.
Yeah. Don't ride it's the snow, you're going to die.
Yeah. So just, yeah, it's going to slide everywhere.
There were some good kabloofs across the Logan Canyon.
If you want to die in an avalanche, at least do it with some good snow gear on or some good sunglasses and go to enjoywinter.com.
Look good when they unbury you.
Yeah, because it's not going to cost a whole lot. That's the great thing. You're not going to spend a bunch of money and then die. You're going to spend...
And money doesn't matter when
I don't know. Maybe by the time you use the code SPONCHES, MOM, SPONCHES, MOM, you're spending like... $65-70 get a great pair of sunglasses, and they've been with us for like 3 years
now, which
is awesome, and they still extend that deal to you 30% off with the code SPONCHESMOM, SPONCHESMOM, for the sunglasses just like Jimmy's wearing with the photocumbic light shifting lenses over there. We all wear them, we all love them. It's blizz eyewear with enjoywinter.com.
The following baiku is based on...
Bats are nocturnal, sleep all day, and suck all night, just like your mother.
Dude, my favorite thing is to watch people in the Zoom room react to those. Dark Bike goes laughing, he's just like shaking his head.
Oh, it's so good.
He loves it. Oh, man, that was a really good one.
Oh, Jimmy, you never disappoint.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Kind of hard to hide the punchline. You know what's coming.
You're an artist. Literally.
It was really good.
The code Sponge's mom leading into that baiku is just perfect.
See, because he showed me he went back into the archive and showed me the all expletive F word. One that he did a while back.
Oh, did he?
And this one, man, I think this one even topped that. This was classy. This was clean.
I mean, it's unanimous. Lunar says, I love it when Jimmy whips out his blizz.
Hey. It's probably my favorite part.
The chia seed bottle.
Always recycle.
I didn't see any chias.
No, I didn't have the chia today.
Are you okay?
We have a messy deuce.
Are your deuces
later?
Too clean? Is that a thing?
Where do you come up with these? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Come up. I was talking about wiping ass and your paper not being dirty.
Where did this concept come from?
Yeah,
of tonight specifically.
Yeah, like what? Tell me exactly what you were doing when that came in your head. Because I'm just, how do you do it?
This one I just kind of reverse engineered a your mama joke. Just kind of shoehorned it into a baiku.
Do you think of this while you're at work? Are you at home under a lamp, sitting in the corner doing dad farts while you're doing?
Yeah. Usually something random will happen and it'll pop a phrase into my mind and I'll write it down, type it in my phone, and work on it later.
You have dual authentication on your phone, right? That's worth a lot of money. Somebody could make a book out of that.
We should.
We should do a book of them. I think we have 150
Jimmy's,
of them now.
A Jimmy's Blizz Baiku booklet.
I think I saved every single one of them.
Wow. Let's do it.
We have to.
We'll it'd get be, someone to it'd illustrate it. Really it'll easy. Be like so good.
Yeah. Coffee table book.
Yeah. SMD illustrates.
Yeah. You could do like two on each page, so like four per split or something, and just have like a little.
Do like the Seinfeld, like Kramer's coffee table book that folds yeah. out into a coffee table.
Yeah.
This one has the third leg. The
yeah,
legs.
That's it. That's it. Now, if you want to go back to talking about wiping ass.
No.
I didn't forget about
no.
you. I really wanted to know where that one came from.
What, have you ever come up with them on the shitter? How about that?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Yeah, take my clean juice. That's...
Do some of your best thinking there.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, like, when you get up and wipe your ass and it's just spotless, you're like,
hey.
Give another, and you're like, wow.
That's Jimmy every day because of the chia seeds.
Like, I do have an idea. I was trying to wrangle it into a meme, but you know, all the nerds that are like, what's the right number of bikes and N plus one? Ha ha ha. I'm like, all right, what's the correct number of wipes?
Mine's N plus one.
On one's clean. Do one more just to make sure.
I mean, that's what I do.
You're a sage, man.
Sometimes there's a lot of N's.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Because sometimes you get that wipe, it's clean, and then you go again, and all of a sudden it's got something on it.
Maybe you had a hemorrhoid concealing a little bit. Oh, I thought you were done.
What, did that really get you guys?
Rob sounds like a dinosaur. It was a mixture of things.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's do question of the week.
Ooh, QOTW.
Do you have it up? Do you have the thing?
Yeah, I have the answers right here.
QOTW of the week.
Rob got two new puppies this week.
Oh, last week, but yeah.
And they are very cute, and they are Shiba Inus.
Shiba Inus.
Shiba Inus. Yeah, they got two Shiba Inus.
I thought that was Rob. Ask, oh, are they Shiba Inus?
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
They're Shiba Inus.
Shiba Inus.
They're Shami Namis.
Those are some needy dogs.
They're not as bad as you think they are. They're actually fucking pretty awesome. I'm fucking psyched, actually. I'm really excited to have dogs again.
And the question was, if I can find it here. Boston Rob got a couple of puppies. What would you name them? And I haven't looked at these at all, so I have no idea. It starts with thoughts and prayers, and it's spelled T-H-O-T-S and P-R-A-Y-E-R-Z. That's from that beer guy, Vic.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Is it prayers or payers?
Prayers.
Oh, my God.
But the thoughts part is really funny.
I'm going to use that next time I send thoughts and prayers. Oh.
I just read the next one.
Yeah, read that one.
Wicked Pizza Skid and... Oh, Rob's cough. I couldn't pronounce that.
Shark and help. Now he helped both at the beach. That's from Photosensitive Cycling.
Oh.
Referee Javiel says ball and sack.
Dinosaurus. Blum and Ken.
Oh, God.
Blum, Ken. There's a couple of those, and I kind of scrolled these a little bit to see what they were because I was fucking laughing about it.
Oh my God, now Shallow Grave MTV, Blump and Kin. So he's yelling Blumpkin when he's calling them. That is literally back to back in here.
Yeah. Blum, I know,
and
awesome. Ken
and Blum think alike.
Blumpkin come.
Dr. Corn Julio says Walker and Texas Ranger.
Get down on that.
JP says,
oh, Chief Queef. I was going to put another one, but then I got busy working again.
Oh, I thought you meant Chief and Queef.
I mean, that would work too, because then you could be like Chief Queef.
Let's see. Marcus P&W says, pink and sock.
Oh, boy.
Captain Shrubface says, two and
That makes sense.
or tuna in a can.
Randy DTX says peanut and butter. And if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you get that joke.
Yeah,
and if you haven't,
and
I'm sorry.
I still bring that up, too.
But there's peanut butter on my balls.
Let's not look it.
I don't want to read mine.
You have to now.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Oh, no. Go ahead. Oh, sorry, yeah.
All right.
Chief?
I'll read his. Peanut butter, jizz, and Lil Blumpkin, PBJ.
Lil Blumpkin.
Jimmy, it's no, like, PBJ.
Like Punkin, but Blumpkin.
Yeah, Blumpkin.
Lil Blumpkin.
I'll take the next one because this actually almost happened. Smokey and the Bandit. One of them is named Smokey, and one of them is named Sonny, and we almost, like, the day we got him, we almost changed his, the other name to Bandit, to have Smokey and the Bandit for dogs.
That would have been pretty good. It's a good movie.
Turd Sandwich and Douchebag, that's from Hipster Flow. Slick and Honey from Slick Honey Soaked Cougar. Chris and Lance Canfield.
Also who wants to read the next one?
I'll read it. Sponge and Kenny. Ken for short.
That would have been pretty good. I like that.
Grundle and cum liquor. dry.
Yeah, say that. Say that in front of the neighbors. Grundle, where's cum liquor?
Cum liquor, come here, buddy. Cum liquor now.
That was from Dirt. What the fuck? I can't read. Dry Tool the Whites.
What did that say? Fuck, I can't read.
Yeah, Dry Tool the Whites. Yeah.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
And then Bernil says, gnar and couch. Duh. And then Carson ends it with Stiffy and Floppy. Thank you for answering the question of the week. I think you definitely need to go with Grundle and Gumlicker.
That's a pretty good one.
I get home and I tell my wife, honey, we're changing the names dogs to Grundle.
It's probably not that far away from like reality if you think about it, because if a dog saw a cum, it would start licking it up. You know it.
Oh, Dave licks Goliath.
Wait a minute. This reminds him of a story. Shit. No, because he did this thing. All right. So look at the screen. He did this.
You got some.
I got something to tell you. I'm Rob, and I got something to tell you.
Man. Yes, hey. This does remind me of a story, and it technically it technically does involve my wife.
Oh, gosh. How possibly?
I'm going to go steal another one of your beers for this one.
So, So the last Shibas we had loved to root through the trash. And they would especially like to root through the trash for the cleanup things and paper towels after you had consensual relations with your wife. And
would you have any other kind?
You know what I mean. I'm trying to sugarcoat it and have fun with it.
Okay. He's from Boston.
You know, spousal rape isn't illegal in Utah.
Okay, so there's this real thing I came across Reddit the other day.
Sorry, it's actually true.
Yeah, no, there's this real thing I came across Reddit the other day. Quick question, just a little diversion.
Sidebar.
Is it rape if you start boinking your wife while she's asleep, or vice versa?
My wife used to tell me that.
Of numbers of people that said that it was, and I understand after they say no once, you know, like, hey, I don't like that. But I don't, you know, it's like, especially if you've been married a long time, like, sure, you're like,
Yeah, I can't say I've ever done that after being married for 16 years.
No. I'm not saying that I have, but like, I wouldn't mind, like, if I got woken up like that, would you?
Well, no, if you flip-flop it, it's different.
Really? I guess, maybe.
Yeah, dudes can't get raped.
They can by other dudes.
You ain't never been to prison.
Continue, sorry. This is a horrible side hit.
Sorry about that.
So the punchline, if you will, to this is, both of our older dogs used to like to go and dig through the trash and pull out the jizz rags. And they would chew on them. And at one point when one of the dogs was young, actually, if we left the bathroom door open and there was a used feminine product in the trash, it would go for that and eat. Literally, I had a dog eat a tampon once.
And then run up, and you found out because he got blood on his mouth.
No, we found it because he came out and the string was hanging out of his mouth.
He's like licking you in the face and there's a string smacking your neck.
Okay, you got some slobber.
What is that?
So instead of milk bone, that's bone milk that they like eating.
Yeah. So that's how that connected with that. Sorry, guys.
Got some late submissions.
Yeah, we do here. Keenan Chuffed from Eddie Pliers. That's my favorite one so far.
That's a good one. I like that.
Benville Lunar says, I want to Shiba my Inu and Rob. Oh,
Shiba
Dark Bike Co says, cunt and pussy. And Benville Lunar says, Hala and Akbar.
That would be pretty good. Well, you can name them Double A.
Itchy and Scratchy like from the Dark Bike Co. And then name them both the same name. Yak, yak, yak after Rob's laugh. My wife pegged me while I was in my sleep on my stomach, quote.
And that's I can also hear him saying that's from Eddie Pliers. Dark Bike Co says, is that a challenge? So your dog essentially raw dogged it? Oh my god, the next one. Somebody read the next one.
Oh, the next name?
Chewing tunnels.
Oh my god. So many people. I think like Puto sends me a tunnel, the Jewish tunnel thing, daily.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
my God, there's been so you many saw the one
where he like kicks in the sidewalk?
Yeah.
And he sticks his phone down in, and it's just this huge.
That's awesome.
Oh, God. I liked the Super Mario one, too.
It's like that one was good.
Dropping down the tunnel into a room full of coins.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Oh, Eric showed me one before I came here, and it was the picture of what's his name in Fight Club, but he had the hat and the Jew curls on. And he says, you don't talk about the tunnels.
Oh my God!
There's been some good stuff.
There's been so many good comments tonight. Just pull them up. Let's pull them up and let's do a free ride for all. Yeah. And let them talk. Let them really have their comment. Voice.
Ped and Ophelia. I like that.
Ophelia. Oh, I just asked everybody to unmute. Hopefully, they ask all to unmute. Come on, guys. Oh, Eddie Pliers, you win the prize. You can go first. What are you doing, buddy?
I am music. Always fucking first.
Wait, where's our music?
Well, you always hit the green. You always hit the green button the first.
Hold on,
so
we're
going to
restart. We're going to restart. Okay, free ride for all. Eddie Pliers, hey, you're first.
All right, so since I'm first, as always, I have nothing to say really except for I'm fucking beat, and I'm a PA dirtbag.
Are you with that?
Are you beating yourself or
you're grandpa? Just beat?
Yeah,
are you grandpaing yourself?
Eddie Pliers is a future masturbating grandpa.
I could see that. Yes. Look at his positioning right now. That's right.
He doesn't have pants on. There's no way.
He's posturing to jerk it right
now.
Yes.
I'll tell you who doesn't have pants on is Wiener Master. Eddie Pliers usually have pants on. Do you have pants on tonight, Wiener Master? He's shaking his head. No.
It was like a quick half yes, and then went straight to no.
And I got to see him in the shower earlier, but we were chatting about things, so I didn't say it.
Are them some blizzes you got on, Wiener Master?
They look big.
Yeah, baby.
Oh yeah. What you got for us, then?
Hey, Chief. Can you pretend that my face is a picture and use your legs to frame it?
Oh yes.
I've been targeted again.
And
the Dark Bike Co.
I got nothing, so buy a fender.
I like it.
How about just buy a top cap?
That too.
And Bentonville Lunar, who has JP on a snow go.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I fucking fell asleep while you guys were talking.
Hey, me too.
I guess I just want to see JP's brown eye.
I'll DM you later.
Well, this is a good mountain bike podcast tonight.
Revenue related.
Hello. Oh yeah.
Hello. Real good job, guys.
Well, speaking of mountain bikes, how was your flipping tonight?
I did flips on a downhill bike,
and
they were easy.
Way better, huh?
Fun. Yeah, it's more comfortable.
Yeah, more exciting, more fun.
I just feel like now we can put this under sports podcast category since we talked about mountain biking.
Brought to you by Pfizer and Specialized.
The Godziak brothers are now Specialized. Specialized
riding. The Godzilla brothers.
Yeah, what was with the announcement? A lot of lunar vibes going on.
Did you see the comments? All Thomas what the fuck?
Lemoyne.
He's with comments. I like that. I like that intro. That was pretty cool.
Everyone's flipping,
shifting, and moving around.
I don't really have a whole lot else to say other than go to narcouch.com/store where we have all of our merch, including our fenders, and they are $10.95 with free shipping right now. So if you need a fender for the upcoming season, I don't know why I'm going into that voice.
Oh, and Chief's Cuddles and Shuttles shirt looks good.
Yeah.
And I just saw the hoodie looks really good.
Cuddles and Shuttles shirt. I have the Stay Chuffed shirt. So what was it? Someone's asking me about the So if you buy the shirts, at least the first time, try to like wash them in cold water because like they tend to bleed a little bit and kind of wash them by themselves.
Okay, good to know.
But everything we do is print on demand, so we don't have any of it here. We don't really control like the inventory or anything
Chief
like that.
Chief used to hand, he used to hand wash them first round before he'd send them out, but there's it just
a,
doesn't have
there's
to.
A joke there that...
Say it.
You were talking about the first time it bleeds a little.
You know, that flew right over my head. I wouldn't have noticed
it. I'm glad because I literally was about to say I like my stuff to bleed. I was like... I held my tongue like I've been trying to more.
We have another name. It's Kla and Midia. Lunar wants to say, I wash my shirts with a tampon. We also have a Dark Bike Co. PSA Fuck Specialized. And Eddie Plies, I also put my dick in cold water. It tends to shrink as well.
Those are all good comments, and we have great stuff at the store.
Yeah.
So narcouch.com/store. And then the last thing I want to do before we get out of here tonight is I want to send a big thank you to the following people. They have joined us on Patreon, and you can do that too at patreon.com/narcouch for as low as $4.20 a month. And I would like to thank you to Marcus P&W, Cuck to Flat, Papaya Lover 69, Maths Debater, Clayton. Oh, we have a new person, Fabian Lindner, Dirt Squirrel, Beans. Are these all the right ones? I just want to make sure that these people are actually paying, but it says that they are. So, Judy Stroyer, Wes Leb, Brendan L., Greasy Gary, Eddie Pliers, Willie B. Hardigan, man, we got so many of them now. Wiener Master Max, Rickus Grobler, Greg Gibson, Gary Gooch. I don't think some of these people have paid for a while, though. Anyway, that's, I don't know. No, this is like every person we ever had, so this isn't working.
You got the all list up there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you all in current.
Yeah.
If they're paying, they know they're paying.
Right.
Oh, I'm still
I'm still paying every month.
And if you're not... You'll know.
I like the people who have declined when they've had declined. Fucking broke ass motherfuckers.
You've had
broke ass bitches.
Yeah, we've had some people
probably just got a new checking account there. Yeah. Forgot what was tied to it.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody too.
Oh, here's the list I was looking for.
My card's just expired.
Willie B. Hardigan, Rickus Grobler, Gary Gooch, Jay Prizzle. Colin Bum, also Cunt Penis, Rex Your Mom, Florida Sean, Dick Gozania, Bendy the Narcouch Consultant, Jack and Dix, Bentonville Lunar, and Slick Honey Soap Cougar, and I think I mentioned everyone else. Thank you to all of you. We do appreciate it, and you can sign up at patreon.com/narcouch. Whether you like this show or not, you should give us some money.
Yeah. It would help.
I think we have two last comments here. Bentonville Lunar says, I wash Narcouch merch as it tends to have anal seepage.
Interesting.
And Wiener Master said he'll be back on the patron soon.
Oh, okay. Well,
no worries,
you.
Bud. You got a family.
Yeah,
you get it.
It's all right. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from you guys?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
we got a guest next week.
Real good guest.
Yeah. Yeah, Lou Buchanan is going to join us next week.
Lubichinomenon.
That's going to be really fun.
I'm very
excited. Is it really Buchanan?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people who
years,
like...
Years, I just always thought it's Buchanan.
Buchanan. It sounds like something you would call a pussy. Yeah.
Buchanani.
Buchanani.
Lou Buchanani.
We'll ask him if that's the actual pronunciation of his name. Where's he from? Originally?
Somewhere in the UK, and he lives in Whistler now, and that's
for sure.
That's that is, like, really why, like, I reached out to him again, because there's no time, like, it's like 5 or 6 a.m. there right now, or something like that, in the middle of the night. I'm not gonna ask somebody to come on, but, like, he's in Whistler, he's an hour behind us, so I was like, this is gonna fucking be awesome.
Rob loves when somebody's behind him.
I do, especially you.
Thank you for taking it.
That's what you said to him earlier.
We all thought it. Okay, well, Luke Buchanan next week. We'll actually talk about mountain biking again.
Yeah.
Until then, poor Jimmy Sniper.
I am apologetic.
For? Wait.
I threw everything off.
For JP. It's late.
I'm all here.
For Bobston Ross.
I'm not all here.
My name is Chief. I'm a narcissist. I love myself, but I love all of you too. And that is the Nerd Couch Pod Show.
Nerd Couch is the gnarliest.